Welcome, folks, to Your Way Home. I'm your host, Eddie Sprouse. This week, we're going to be joined in the studio with a friend of mine, Al Sartorelli, with Al Sartorelli Real Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. Al is a property manager and realtor, and today we're going to be discussing getting into the home investment market and some creative ways that you can do that. So let's go ahead and tune in now.
Welcome to another edition of Practical Property Management. I'm Al Sartorelli with 828homerentals.com, and we're here with Eddie Sprouse from the Lending Path Mortgage. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about how to leverage future rental income to help offset your debt-to-income ratio when you're purchasing a new home. So how investment income can play into your ability to purchase a home and your ability to show higher income without it actually having happened yet in the process of
Right.
So Eddie works for the Lending Path. Eddie is the Lending Path, in my opinion.
Your way home.
Yeah. That's it. If you've ever worked with me or talked with me, you've heard Eddie's name. He's my go-to for mortgage counseling, for mortgage advice, and for mortgages for my clients, both investors and first-time homebuyers. So I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Right on. So one of the biggest things that I think a lot of folks don't know about is that when you rent out your house to buy a new home. So if you want to purchase a new house, and a lot of folks sell their old home in order to be able to reduce their debt to income, they can't afford two mortgages.
Right.
So as a property manager, we see a lot of folks renting out their house, then leveraging that income to help offset their current mortgage so that they can afford the new home, thus keeping one of their biggest assets in one of the fastest growing markets in the country. In real estate, I see it so often that I'll help someone sell their house so that they could buy a new house. And 3 years down the road, that house goes back on the market for $65,000 more.
Right.
And they're upset about it.
Right.
And it's hard to tell somebody that they should have held on to it when at the current time they had a reason to sell it. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, or you can actually tell me a little bit about how this works, how the process of renting your house out and being able to utilize that extra income to functionally be able to buy a new home.
Right. So the first thing to consider is you want to know what your house is going to reasonably rent for. So you're going to want to talk to somebody like Al who can come in and look at your house and say, this is what you could reasonably expect on a rental.
Sure.
And the reason for doing this, there's, like you said, there's different reasons for people looking at that. But the mechanics of it on the mortgage side, looking at it through the lens of an underwriter, is underwriter needs to see that you got sufficient income to carry both homes. So part of that process, and it's really pretty simple, they're going to want to know that you've got that house rented prior to closing on the new purchase. So you don't have to necessarily move out of your house, let somebody move in. But you need to be setting it up so that when you close on your new purchase, then the renter's going to come in. So they're going to look for a 12-month that you've got the house rented for 12 months. You've got a lease on the house. They're going to look that you've already collected first month's rent and a security deposit. So all that tells the underwriter that this is actually going to happen. And the nice thing about this is that you're not having to go back and show that you've had a rental history on this house for 2 years.
It's not like a job where you say, I'm starting in 2 months, and the mortgage guy is going to say, no, you have to have had that job for 2 years.
Exactly.
You can have a lease that starts in a month or 2 months to give you time. You've taken first month's deposit or security deposit. You've taken first month's rent. You have a signed contract that you can present to underwriting or to the lender. And that's good enough to allow for 75% of that income to be counted as personal income in advance. Is that right?
Right.
So I find this excellent in this market because houses rent for a lot of money here. And that means 75% can actually equal something. In markets where homes rent for $800, $900 a month, you're not really getting that much bang for your buck if you tried to do this. But here, if your mortgage is $1,500 a month for your single family home that you're living in, and you're able to rent that house out for $2,000 a month, which isn't a far cry in this market. If it's a nice house in a halfway decent neighborhood and you've kept it up, $2,000 a month is about average.
Right.
That gives you at 75%, $1,500. So if you're getting 75% at $1,500, your mortgage is $1,500, you've effectively canceled out your mortgage.
That's right.
Payment, which looks so much better to someone like you who's trying to say you've got the same job, you've got the same income, and now you want to buy two houses.
Right.
Well, if you can get rid of that mortgage payment by signing a lease in advance, it allows for better lendability.
Exactly. And I think it's important to point out, too, if you are an investor and you're looking to do this, you're looking to use the rents that are coming in to help offset the payment, the future payment. Most of the time, if someone's already has an investment property and they've had it for like 11 months, that person wouldn't necessarily be able to do this. In those cases, we need 2 years. But for there's only two times that you're doing a rental or that you're going to make a property a rental where you can count that rental income before you have that 2 years, and that's when you're purchasing a new home and your prior home's going to be the rental, or if you're purchasing an investment property and that investment property is going to have rental income. So those are the only two times that you could do that, and that's great for the person that's wanting to break into being an investor.
It is, actually. Right now, with interest rates being so low, to be able to refinance your home, stretch that payment out for another 30 years at 2.5% or less, drop your payment down, sometimes that 75% is going to equal more than your mortgage payment.
That's right.
And in that case, you're in positive equity, you're actually making money, and you're able to get your new house, or vice versa. If you want to stay in your house and you want to be a beginner in the market, you want to buy your first investment property, and you're thinking, I just don't have the funds to do it. Aside from worrying about how much you got to put down, if you have a lease in place, you're able to utilize that income the same way. So you don't necessarily have to move into the house. You can rent it out in advance and be able to count 75% of that income against your debt. So when you're talking about an investment loan, is a loan any different? If I was to refinance my house before I got out of it, would it be a same refi if we just did a rate refi on my personal single family home before
I
move?
Right. If you're looking to do that on your current home, then yeah, it's going to be the same kind of product any bails can get.
Right on.
Yeah.
So in this market, it would be my opinion that if you can hold on to your home, it's better. This market's not showing any signs of collapsing, of slowing down, of things going down, or even staying the same. Supply has been very low lately. Demand's very high. So being able to hold on to that house for another 5 years could net you $50,000-$60,000+.
Right.
I was talking with another realtor friend of mine about this podcast earlier today, and she actually had a house she sold about 3 years ago. It just hit the market again for over $100,000 more. So there are some serious gains out there. If you're in the right part of town with the right house and you do the right upgrades, you can really see a huge return on investment, not just in the rental, but in the long-term equity when you go to sell.
Well, and I've done this three times in my life, Al. My first investment property was in 1994, I believe, maybe a little earlier than that.
I was a junior in high school.
Oh, man, you're telling on my age. Not like the white beard doesn't give it away. But anyway, and that property, that was a great move for me. And I didn't know then that I would end up doing it twice more. And every single time I did that, I did exactly what we're talking about. I was ready to buy a new house. I turned my current home into an investment home. And some years down the road, I did end up eventually selling each of those investment properties. And I made a lot more on them down the road than I would have made if I had sold it at that time in order to move into the new house.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think it's important for folks to know this because I don't think a lot of people know that you can actually utilize that future income up front. And that can make the difference when someone's trying to buy a house and maybe you're just the average guy. You're working paycheck to paycheck. You got a little bit of savings. You take a vacation a year. You're the normal working class person that may not consider yourself having the ability to buy a second house or even a third house, or be able to move up a house and rent yours out. But the possibility is absolutely real. And if you're moving out of your house into a new house, not only are you buying a new single family home that you're gonna occupy, so your down payment is much less, you qualify for things like FHA, owner occupied rates, instead of having to buy an investment home where you have to put 10, 20% or more down. So you can get into it with very low amount of money, claim the 75% on the other house, which increases your income.
Exactly.
And now you're sitting on two homes in, as I said before, one of the hottest markets in America. in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. So
right.
If you're thinking about doing this, I implore you to get in touch with me. You can text me, you can email me, call me, fill out a form on my website. I'll go over your property, do a rental analysis. You can talk with Eddie if you want about getting a new mortgage for the new property, and we can put all the pieces together for you so that you know exactly what to do. The worst thing you can do is make a decision without knowing all your options.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and it right. doesn't cost anything to talk to you, right?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So we can do a rental rate analysis. We can do a home sale analysis, find out what your profit would be on either end. We can look at calculations for long-term equity over the next 5 or 10 years to see what your home may sell for or would rent for and resell for in 10 years from now. We can also help you with the upgrades that will actually add the most value for your home as well,
right.
Whether that's painting, exterior landscaping, hardwood floors, refinishing. And then Eddie can finance the entire deal for you. So you're looking at the whole package right here.
Right.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Eddie, how long have you been in this business?
I started, I have about 6 years experience, but I got out of lending for just a little while and got back into it about 4 years ago. And I love it. Absolutely love what I do. I love talking to the clients. Love working with you. Your clients are always excellent. it's a lot of fun. And I love helping people think outside the box. So many times, lenders that you talk to, especially companies that are online, you're dealing with a call center. You're dealing with a glorified telemarketer. And they're just not going to give you all the – they don't know the info. They don't know your area. They don't know – people like Al that they can refer you to, and you know it's good to have that local information.
One of the best things I've liked about working with you specifically is that you've actually pulled your motorcycle over on the Blue Ridge Parkway to take my call, to speak with one of my clients that you've never even met yet, to just talk briefly about whether or not they could possibly be approved for a house that they're thinking about buying down the road.
Right.
You don't just send them to your application page and kind of push them off to see if they're serious. You've pulled over on motorcycle trips many times. You were out of like Sturgis a year or two ago, and you pulled over to talk to me.
Back in August, actually. It seems like a year or two ago.
Yeah. So you've been at your lake house.
Right.
He has a lake house. I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait to go sometime. So the difference in lenders, when you're talking to lenders about buying investment property or even buying a new single family home, is from a real estate agent's point of view, communication is 100% of everything. To the client, they want rate, and your rates have always been great. You want to make sure you're getting a competitive deal. But a lot of the lenders that I've dealt with, especially for some reason banks, direct banks, you just can't get a hold of the guy. They
right.
they go home at 5 o'clock, and God bless them, they get to go home and watch football and drink beer and you know enjoy their evening while the rest of us are still working. So I think that's a really important fact to consider as you decide what to do with your home and how to get into investment real estate, having a lender that will answer your phone calls 7 days a week, be by your side and help you with creative ideas to get you where you need to go.
Yeah. And I think, too, is dealing with someone that's not just going to say what they think you want to hear, but it's going to tell you exactly how things are is very important. And I find that with Al, that he does a good job prepping his clients and you know, setting actually expectations the exact right way.
Yeah, you have to. I think you learn fast in this business, and I'm sure in the lending business that if you don't just come out and tell people the truth, it's going to come out at some point. You're going to make it 10 times harder on yourself.
That's right.
So I want to thank you for being here. I look forward to having you back. We'll
thank
talk
you.
More about lending. I want to find out where the mythical underwriters live. I think they're in a cave somewhere in the Blue Ridge Mountains. There's so many awesome questions I want to dig in with you about actual loans and how they work and who these people are that make these decisions and why it is such a hard process for most people to go through,
right.
including myself. I've been through the loan process a few times, and every time I tell my clients it's harder than the negotiations in buying a house because they dig into every aspect of your life.
That's
they want
right.
to know where every dime comes from.
Yeah.
And it's a very personal thing for me.
Yeah.
So I look forward to doing this again with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Yep. If you want to get a hold of Eddie for any of your lending needs, you can always contact me. I'll get you through to him. But what's your website? What's your phone number? How do people get a hold of you?
Okay. So first thing is call me on my cell phone, 828-556-9876. If you don't get me there, or if you're a texter, text me. Email is Eddie, and that's EDDIE at lendingpathmortgage.com. And if you're going to apply with me, it's real simple. It's just eddiesprouse.com. So it's EDDIE SPROUSE.com.
was almost like the Mickey Mouse song. Yeah, right. Man. And of course, if you have trouble with any of that, just get a hold of me. I talk to Eddie multiple times a day. My website, 828homerentals.com or alsartorellirealestate.com, has my cell phone number on there, contact forms. You can call, text, email, any way you like. So I look forward to talking with you. Thanks again.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Way Home with Eddie Sprouse. Join me here on the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 12:15. Your Way Home's purpose is to educate the listener on different aspects of attaining a residential mortgage. We'd love to hear from you and answer any of your questions. To contact me, please email Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at LendingPathMortgage.com or call or text Eddie at 828-412-0086. If you'd like to be part of future episodes, please let us know. If there's a topic you'd want me to cover, please let me know that as well. Eddie Sprouse is a licensed mortgage loan officer in North Carolina. His license number is NMLS 1561943. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.